Derek.
Little Women.
Marriage Story.
1917.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And Parasite.
The announcement from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Joker has the most nominations this year with 11. The Irishman has 10. The Oscar ceremony is February 9th. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
It's been very wet out there this morning. Some places, a lot of places have had an inch and a half, 2 inch. Well, Prattville is over 2 inches now. And you go farther south, some counties have had 3, 4, 5 inches of rain so far. And guess what? Periods of rain and thunderstorms will continue today and tonight. Spring-like warmth the next few days. I mean, this is like April in January, with a high today 74, mid-60s tonight, mid to upper 70s tomorrow and Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue. Risk of a few leftover showers Thursday. But even Thursday and Friday, we're still in the 70s. And I think showers and storms will come back at us on Saturday with another front. Right now this morning, 64 degrees. The rain has started again out at the airport. You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Here at 9:03. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Rich Todd.
Hello, Rich.
Did you have any leaking in your...
No, I covered my car Friday night and didn't use it for the whole weekend.
I got you.
Why not?
Because it leaks when it rains.
Yeah.
Especially heavy rain. Plus, I already had plans.
Yeah, I have a friend that has a house at the lake, and he didn't realize. Luckily, he was up there.
Yeah.
It was leaking in one of the windows, and he's like, oh, my God. He said, if we hadn't been here, it would have been horrible. So,
did you ever make the mistake of leaving the window open in the car? And then
look at me. I'm so forgetful. God, yeah.
That's awful.
Were you going to say forgetful initially?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, and then
but it began with an F. But
then the car smells musty for a few days. But the worst of all is I don't have a trunk now, but when I did have a trunk, leaving milk that was from the store and that you forgot to bring back into the house. Bad milk.
Oh, and then it gets solid.
It's the worst smell of all. And I'll leave you with that note this
morning. Thank
you, Rich.
My niece worked for a pharmaceutical company. She was taking Chinese to a doctor's office. It overturned. She tried cat litter. She tried everything.
To get the smell out.
And it was always there. Charcoal, you name it.
Yeah. All right. On that lovely note, I'm out of here.
News and Views begins in mere moments. Thank you again to Rich Thomas and Rich Thomas Weather.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A GoFundMe account has been set up for a family who lost everything in a fire Saturday near Snowden. Fire crews say it was caused by a lightning strike. A mom and her 16-year-old son were home at the time of the fire and made it out safely. If you would like to donate, visit alabamanews.net. Cleanup continues across the state today after severe weather moved through on Saturday. Local crews responded to trees down on power lines and homes. No major injuries were reported in central Alabama. And state troopers are investigating after two people died in a crash Saturday. This happened just after 3:30 Saturday morning on Interstate 85, just outside of Shorter. Troopers say a car left the road and overturned after hitting another car. The driver of the second car has minor injuries. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest.
his guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack Campbell. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How's everybody else doing?
Well, they're going to have to call to tell us.
I have to do a shout-out to Frisco Riverstone for giving me these new headphones for my birthday.
Yeah.
They're great.
They look good on you. I mean, yeah. You're not all tangled up.
I know. It's a Chinese fire drill when I plug those things in, those old ones.
And by the way, just some programming house cleaning here. House cleaning indeed. Usually we'll play like Manic Monday or something like that. This is the first time playing Monday, Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. I think it's required. I don't mind the request because it's a classic Monday song. But I think it's required if you're going to write a Monday song. It needs to be a little more upbeat than that crap.
Well, I know.
I'm about to fall asleep over here.
Well, the rain doesn't help. I'm so damn tired of rain, I can't stand it.
It really does affect your mood, folks. And I'm looking at the local news this morning, and most of the stories are, first, you know, God rest their souls, those who passed in these storms. Coming through. Luckily, the number wasn't too high, but there wasn't much damage in my part of the woods or the city here. But that's what's all over the news. Damage all over the state of Alabama and just the Southeast in general. This weather's got me in a nasty mood.
Well, you know, I didn't want to get up this morning, but...
Right. I'm running late. You saw me late.
Yeah.
You saw me late. Yeah.
So... But anyway, it is very depressing.
Where to begin? Well,
we need to have a programming note.
Yes, go ahead.
Over the weekend, something developed.
Mm.
Not news. I mean, it's not like news, but...
But don't tell them about the... Oh, you mean the other development.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking to Coach Tuberville on Friday, and he said, when are you going to have me back on? I said, well, hell, when do you want to come on? He said, I'll come Monday. Hmm. So he's going to be here at 11 o'clock, Coach Tommy Tuberville, and we're happy about that. Listen, any of these other senatorial candidates that want to come on, we're happy to have them.
Absolutely.
And we've reached out, and we're waiting to hear back from a couple of them, so hopefully...
I know Bradley Burns people. We've gotten in touch with them. We know Sessions people. We'll get back in touch with them. And, yeah, there are a few others, like Arnold Mooney, right?
Yeah, Arnold.
I have yet to talk to him.
He grew up here, and he's been living in Birmingham for many, many years. But he's in the state legislature. Very, very conservative guy. He came on this show once to talk about a bill, I think, like a year and a half ago. But, anyway, he's in the mix. And also the congressional candidates, and I have to reach out to Jessica Taylor because we talked last week. I was going to try to go to an event she was having that I was invited, but I was sick and I wasn't able to go. So anyway, we'll reach out to her again to be on. Barry Moore's coming on.
Tomorrow, I believe.
He's from Enterprise. He's running for that congressional seat.
Yeah, he'll be here.
We've had Troy on. We'll have him again.
Love to have Troy King on, yeah.
Jeff Coleman, I've reached out twice. I'm yet to hear back, but he's not going to want to come on here.
Is it or is it not true that his company faced a lawsuit?
It's flying around on social media in the wiregrass.
Okay.
Kind of some funny little, like, Twitter posts about waiting down the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the federal government accused his company of doing, and they settled out of court for $5 million. That is a fact.
Well, then let's do something. Since we do have Tommy Tuberville coming in at 11, you know, when we did that poll on Friday, and by the way, thank you to the audience of News and Views here for doing an incredible job.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
What a showing, guys. Thank you for participating in our poll. Lasted two whole hours, people giving their reasons why they liked or disliked certain people running for Senate and the Republican primary as we speak. And so it was a great turnout. Thank you all for calling.
And our reporter friend, David Montgomery from the Washington Post, who was here, was covering this story, and he was taking copious notes about our callers. And so it'll be interesting to see his article that's going to come out at the end of February, and he's going to give me a heads up, and I'll give our audience a link to the article because I think we'll all be interested. And I'd like to do a shout-out to the folks at Chappie's. He wanted to know where to go to lunch that was close. I sent him down the street to Chappie's because he was headed out, and he was kind of in a hurry, and the folks down there were very nice to him, and I appreciate that.
So since Tommy Tuberville is on this afternoon, or, well, not this afternoon, late this morning, the final hour of the morning, I want to address something that came up in the midst of doing the poll. You know, people kept saying, Tommy, bad-mouthed the president about farmers or something like that. Let's just address where that comes from. It's real. it's from thehill.com. And it was when Tommy was on, one of our fellow, you know, radio colleague. We don't actually work together, but we're friendly. Matt Murphy. He was on Matt Murphy's show a while ago. This is probably October of last year. And let me see where the exact quote is. Here's the exact quote from Coach Tommy Tuberville. You know, there's no bigger supporter of President Trump, even though he's putting a noose around their neck a little bit in terms of choking them out and keeping that price down. And they're not making the money. And I just hope that we get this thing over with because they're great people. He was referring to farmers.
Farmers in Alabama. And I think he was talking about how the trade policy that he was putting out there with China might affect Alabama farmers in a negative way.
It has. Yeah. This is why the Trump administration's put out, what, a $16 billion direct payment package to farmers all over the country?
Right.
I believe, though, the Chinese delegation will be in D.C. or in the United States here sometime soon. So things, even though it's an election year and you think not much is going to get done, as foreign powers will, you know, sit back, sit on their hands and wait to see who the new president is, it sounds like this president is sort of making the threat, all right, we can make a deal now, or if I get reelected, we can make a deal later, and you don't want it to be later. So I think what Tommy Tuberville was saying here in October is actually right. He went on, he said, they, farmers, do a great job. They love this country. I decided when I got into this race, I was going to hit as many Farmer Federation meetings, which there are 67 counties and there are 67 get-togethers. I tried to hit them all. You know, back when, who's the now Secretary of Agriculture, replaced John McMillan. McMillan moved to Treasurer. Rick Pate.
Yeah, Ricky Pate.
Yeah, I remember talking to Rick Pate. He did the same thing at all the Farmers Federation get-togethers. And I think that's the best way to get to know a lot of the farmers across the state. And I think Tommy Tuberville is just making a good point. And this is something that's been annoying me lately, Jack, is when something is basically true, it's a fact, Jack. And people, for whatever reason, they love the president or they hate the president, try to stretch the truth into some political talking point or score for the team or for the president or whatever.
Yeah.
But it is true when you get in a trade war with one of the biggest consumers of agricultural products, it's going to hurt the farmers. Now, the farmers know this. And I think a lot of the farmers support the president.
Yeah.
But so Tommy Tuberville just stating the facts. I think this is to the man's credit. I really do think it's to Tuberville's credit that he's willing to criticize even the president on basic things. And it's what he's promised. We'll get into it with him more the 11 o'clock hour. But just because that was thrown our way, especially by a lot of Bradley Byrne supporters, I wanted to get out there and address it. And we'll certainly address it coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. And we'd love to have, like we said earlier, Bradley Byrne back on. We've had him for only a phone call. Same with Jeff Sessions. We've had him for a phone call on this show. We'd love to have both of you gentlemen in studio so we can have a fuller conversation. 272-9228, 272-9228. This is impeachment week. This is the week that we saw people in the streets of Tehran shouting, "Death to the Ayatollah." All right. President broke another world record.
Well, you're not hearing the mainstream talk about that.
But did you see the president broke a world record, Jack? Most popular tweet ever in Farsi. Wrote it myself.
What?
Yeah, he put out a tweet in Farsi, the language there in Iran. And it had something to the effect of don't shoot your own protesters. Don't kill your own people. It became the most liked circulated tweet in that language, Farsi, in human history.
That's great.
So there are people in the streets, and it's hard to know what's propaganda, what's not, folks, from either side, from the Iranian side or from our own government. But there were images of protesters out there. You know, they have flags of the United States flag. They have Old Glory on the street, painted on the street. They also have the Israeli flag painted on the streets in Tehran. And they encourage their people to step all over it. And the protesters were purposely not stepping on
the
flag.
Isn't that great? That's great.
So, and what they were protesting is over the weekend, Iran admitted that they were, in fact, the ones who shot down that Ukrainian airliner.
They called it human error, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. By that, they mean there's a guy who's a little too trigger-happy and worried the United States, the retaliation's upon us, gentlemen, or something like that. And he got a little freaked out, and it killed a lot of people, 176 of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Passengers and the crew, including a lot of Canadians, Ukrainians, Iranians, a lot of folks on there. And when they admitted that, that's when these protests, thousands, started. But despite the warnings from our president, despite the warnings from people over the world, it looks like the Revolutionary Guard Corps in country there opened up fire, live ammunition, on protesters there in Tehran and across the country. So that's what you're dealing with, a true repressive regime. But my hope, Jack, is whether it's Hong Kong or in Pyongyang, North Korea, or the DMZ, whether it's in Tehran or throughout Iraq or Ukraine, I hope that in this day and age we can actually get rid of some of these terrible governments or get those governments to behave without going to full-scale war. So this is a big hope, and maybe the president has hit the sweet spot in this regard. We'll see. We'll see. Do you think Nancy Pelosi's ever going to find the impeachment articles?
Is she hunting them down?
Well, she smuggled them up her backside, and she's had trouble, you know, transmitting them over to Mitch McConnell. Wow. But Mitch McConnell sort of stared her down. What leverage? What leverage? I mean, she's trying to serve me a crap sandwich. I never wanted to eat a crap sandwich. So keep it to yourself, Nancy. And it seems like the president is, he's coming along to the idea of just dismissing this outright.
But I want a trial. I want a trial.
We can pull up the Laura Ingraham interview that aired Friday night. And then the one bit of mainstream media controversy, it was started by Defense Secretary Mark Esper. In one interview, he said that I didn't see any evidence for... Yeah, here's the headline from USA Today. Defense Secretary Mark Esper didn't see specific evidence of Iran plot against four U.S. embassies. So that's what the president said. Oh, they were going to hit four of our embassies.
Why would his defense secretary say anything
right
that was not with Trump talking points? See, that's the problem with the problem with his administration thus far is people around him who are not falling on the sword. There ain't loyalty because they're insiders who've been around for a long time, and that's the danger of putting them in these high positions because they've got preconceived notions that might differ with what the president has said.
But this is also, I agree, there has not been enough discipline within the administration itself. However, you need extra discipline than you would normally have because the media's, they're playing gotcha. They're out to get you.
Yeah, I understand.
So here's exactly what Esper said on Face the Nation. He said there was going to be an attack within a matter of days that would be broad in scale. In other words, more than one country, and that it would be bigger than previous attacks. Esper said there was, quote, a reference in this exquisite intelligence to an attack on the United States Embassy in Baghdad, which was shared with the bipartisan congressional leaders known as the Gang of Eight. When asked if there was a specific piece of evidence to support Trump's statement that four embassies were in danger, Esper said, I didn't see one with regard to the four embassies. The Pentagon chief then said the president never claimed there was, quote-unquote, tangible or specific evidence of a coming attack on embassies, but was discussing what he thought could happen. And this is what they're doing. And if you go back and listen to Trump, he goes, I believe there are going to be attacks on four embassies. I believe. So people are splitting hairs over what imminent exactly means. You know, at the end of the day, this guy's dead. We're not in a full-scale war. I don't put it past Iran not to retaliate in some way down the road. They could against the United States directly or against one of our allies. It's very possible. But for now, it seems like Trump has hit that sweet spot where he's not giving the hawks, like on Sean Hannity's program at night, completely what they want. And he's not giving the bring all the troops home folks exactly what they want. He's sort of hit this middle of the road. In fact, reading my history books and being reminded by folks who were actually around then reminds me of Reagan a bit. That Reagan would hit you hard if you messed with the United States, but he wasn't interested in some massive land war to overthrow regimes.
Yeah.
Except for the whole Grenada thing.
Well, that was probably part of it was the UK, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Grenada? Yeah, I don't...
That's always just been, in my life, like a punchline. It was like a throwaway joke. I was in Grenada.
Oh, really? Okay. What, 5 minutes?
Right. 272-9228. It feels like a Monday, Jack.
Yes, it does.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just sick of the rain. I'm depressed.
So you're kind of a Milli Vanilli mood?
Yeah, my dog didn't want to go out and pee this morning. I mean, it's one of those things. You know?
Yeah.
He steps outside and he starts getting wet, and he turns right back around and says, you better not pee in this house.
It's so funny. Dogs, they'll get into any nasty thing, and then it gets a little wet outside.
Oh, I know.
Like,
there's
I don't want to get messed up.
A bunch of wusses, you know? We've spoiled our dogs is what it is. But so I told him at daycare when I dropped him off, he's got to pee bad, I know.
Oh, yeah. 272-9228. 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, coming up at 11. Last hour of the program, Tommy Tuberville will be in studio. We'll be talking that. Senate race, the House race, national politics, impeachment, so much more coming up. 272-9228. More News and Views after the break.
Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylukewire.com today. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
844-417.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. My coach Jack Campbell is having a little trouble with his new headphones in the moment.
This
is how you learn. Tighten them down a little bit. Make it a little
tighter. Well, I did, and now I've got dents in my cheeks. Hey, you know about New Look Decorating Center, don't you?
Oh, Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating.
6237 Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. You just cross that intersection and you run into the store. It's a great place. Brian Carr's the owner. Brett Lanham is the manager and paint specialist. He's the prince of paint over there at New Look. They have decorators on staff. If you're looking for ideas to spruce up the inside of your home, they can help you pick out colors. And if you ever decide to buy color from them, they keep it on record so that if 5 years from now you need to do a retouch or whatever and you're like, I don't remember the color of that paint, they'll have it on file, they'll know, and you can certainly do just that. A lot of paint contractors use New Look because they are the exclusive salesperson, I think, salespeople of Benjamin Moore Paints, who's manufactured right here in Alabama. It's your local choice to find inspiration and support for your paint and stain product choices and color selections. They're dedicated to serving the local community of Montgomery and the surrounding area, the River Region. Whether you need exterior or interior paints, high-end or commercial-grade coatings, they're ready to serve you and answer all of your questions. And if you have a paint contractor, that you're using. You can certainly send them by New Look to pick up Benjamin Boer paints if that's what you choose for your house, which my decorator in Austin said she recommends no other paint except Benjamin Boer. But anyway, they're at 6237 Atlanta Highway. You can reach them by phone at 271-0007. That's Brett Lanham and or Brian Carr, and you won't be disappointed. And we appreciate their being a sponsor of our show. Tell them Joanne Jack sent you to take a look.
Absolutely. No, I didn't want to open with this because we are a politics show for the most part. But we do cover a little bit of culture and, you know, music, movies, whatnot. I still want to see. I didn't see it this weekend because of the rain. I stayed in. But I want to see 1917.
I do, too.
I think it's going to win Best Picture, and I think it deserves Best Picture just from the previews and some of the reviews I've read. I really want to see that movie. But big news broke Friday afternoon when we weren't here. One of the all-time greats, and I don't think you have to necessarily be a fan of the band Rush to know this guy was one of the all-time greats. Unfortunately, last Friday in the afternoon, it was announced that Neil Peart, the famous rock drummer, passed away. 67 years old, he'd been battling brain cancer. Now, I know how nasty that can be near the end. I've seen it up close and personally, so I'm glad that Neil is now in resting. He's in peace. It's over. But to lose one of the greats, but the music lives on. You know, in their first album, Jack, Rush had another drummer, and it's a pretty standard rock sound. They did have a hit off that, Working Man. Call me the Working Man. Like, it's over the top.
I've never heard that version.
It's like a, yeah, I know. It's like a 10-minute song. It's a bathroom song if you're a disc jockey. You know, put that, here's a little Working Man for you hardworking guys in Detroit. All right. So that drummer couldn't hang, though. He couldn't handle it. And that's actually a story with a lot of bands before they hit it really big. Life on the road, some people can't handle it. They drink a little too much. Women, you know, relationships, all these sorts of things happen. Drugs. So they needed a new drummer. And they knew that as soon as Neil Peart walks in, this is the guy. Like, he is so good. Better than they could have ever dreamed. And so the first song off the next album they put out is the album's Fly By Night, but the first song is Anthem. And this drumming, it's like, we got a new drummer. It's just unreal.
See, I wouldn't know good from bad. I have no ear for that stuff.
Yeah, I just don't have the time to play the whole first Rush album and then go into this, but it is night and day. Like, the first drummer was fine. He was serviceable. But Neil Peart is, like, another lead instrument. Like, it's just so good. And how they... This is when Rush really became Rush. Neil Peart is... well, I had somebody, a comedian friend of mine, saying Neil will be put to rest in a 40-piece coffin with 360 drums around it. Because he was known for these ridiculous kits. Yeah, what a... We lost a legend last Friday, folks. May you rest in peace, Neil Peart. True legend. This hour of the program, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios can take those old stacks of home videos and turn it into a real event. Take those analog memories that you've saved, bring them into the digital future to make sure they're preserved for you, your kids, and their kids. 40% off through the month of January for all videotape to DVD transfers when you tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener. 279-6036, 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, for being a sponsor of this hour of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228, 272-9228. Talk to you all in a second.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Well, it's a new year. Did you make a list of things to accomplish for the new year? How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside out, Riley Manning Painting is the professional you want for the job. So, for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, how about a little springtime in January with frequent periods of wet weather and way above normal temperatures. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time. High today, 74. Low tonight, how about 64? Then mid to upper 70s on Wednesday, more showers and thunderstorms. In fact, we could even have a risk of a few leftover showers on Thursday and still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
And I
how you doing? Oh, just soaking in this classic hit by B.J. Thomas.
Yeah, I'm sure you're thrilled about it.
Yeah.
What is this? What does B.J. stand for? Bill Johnson? Hell if I know.
Well, another mystery for another day to be solved. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Bud. Bud, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
How you doing, Bud?
I am doing wonderful. Cannot complain. I want to piggyback on what you were talking about, Neil Peart. I'm an old man. Graduated from Lee in 1982. And Van Halen and Rush, they really didn't come any better than them. Neil Peart was a true prodigy, and not just in his craft as being a drummer. If you look at the back of those vinyl covers and you see how many of the songs he actually wrote.
Right, yeah, he was the main lyricist.
And I had a friend who had a setup of, he graduated from Jeff Davis, so we weren't the best of friends. We were kind of but we knew each other. And he had a complete setup just like Neil Peart back in 1982. And he was a teenager, too. came from big money and everything. And it's amazing just to watch Gene drum and then say, okay, Gene was great. But then I started thinking, how great was Neil Peart? And truly a great legend is missing.
Yeah, and I didn't really speak to his lyrics earlier, but I mean, he's moved me. There were points in my life where I'd go listen to the 2112 rock opera or on Farewell to Kings or Hemisphere, some of the more obscure albums. And just, you know, he was about my age, late 20s, 30s, when he was writing the lyrics, and they still speak to me today. Incredible stuff.
I'm trying to remember who it was. One of the late night TV shows hosts, not too long ago, and it basically had like 10 of the greatest drummers come in, and the final one that came in, and it was a series of progressive nights. I don't know if you can do a Google search, but watch it. And he was the final night. He was the epitome of drummers. And just to watch him do his drum solo for basically 5 minutes, it makes you think, did the man have six or eight arms, for crying out loud, to be able to do something like that? Right. Incomprehensible.
An octopus, but, man.
Absolutely. I never did get to see Rush live. I hated it. But yeah, great band. So, gentlemen, y'all have a great day.
Thanks, bud. We appreciate the call.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Billy. Billy, welcome to the program.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. How's it going?
Doing great. Just kind of piggybacking off your last caller. You know, I grew up in the 80s and through the 70s, and my mom was in that record club where once a month she got a record, whether she wanted to or not, and nine times out of ten the albums she would get were Queen, Six, Led Zeppelin, stuff like that, and she'd hand it to me, so naturally I was in my room spinning them on my record player, and I grew up in that era. And just to hear the passing of Neil and what he represented, not only for rock and roll, but his group, I mean, it was a wake-up call for me, knowing the fact I'm getting older and all the good people are dying. The talent that man possessed, the talent that he brought to our age, we're never going to see that again. And I look at music today, scanning through the radio, you know, you hit Y-102, it's nothing like we listened to growing up. It's entirely different. And I really feel sorry for kids today. Growing up, being able to listen to, when it was brand new, the music that we listened to back then. And just a really sobering thing. But I know he's at a better place. I had no idea he was battling brain cancer.
Well, that's characteristic of him and his family. They're very private. And actually, in 97 and 98, in only a year, Neil Peart lost his daughter and his wife in that year. And so he retired from drumming and got on his motorcycle and rode some 55,000 miles by himself just to let it soak in. And he came back. They did a final tour and had a final album. But, yeah, it does put life in perspective. And like I said, I've seen how nasty brain cancer can be up close and personally. So, you know, I'm glad he's resting now, no longer in that pain.
Thoughts and prayers with his family. But y'all have a good day, fellas. Y'all be safe out there.
Thank you,
Billy. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Look at this. We got phone calls. 272-9228. News of Easier. Okay.
Yeah.
News of Easier on there.
Talk a little soon.
Who's this?
Hey, it's me, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Tom, what's up?
Hey, you know, I never did get to hear much of Rush. I was born a little late, or early, I guess, for that. But I always thought, you know, that the two greatest drummers in the world was Ginger Baker and the drummer from the Inagata Navita, the band, or the song Inagata Navita.
Right.
And that song Toad from Cream, because they were doing 19-minute two-drum rolls back then. You know, and that was in the late 60s and 70s. You know, you know, good drummers, and even Ringo Starr was a very good drummer.
Kept the time, baby. Yeah, just stay in the pocket.
But I'm sorry to see the man go, you know, and cancer is a bad thing. You know, it's either that, diabetes, or God knows you get hit by a car. I don't know.
You know, something's going to kill you one way or another. You ain't going to have no sequel. But good show. Good talking to both of you.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate it, Tom. And the lyrics, the last lyrics of the last song of the last studio album Rush put out, written by Pert, say this. A man with some perspective, I'd say here, Jack. The treasure of a life is a measure of love and respect. The way you live, the gifts that you give, in the fullness of time, it's the only return that you expect. The future disappears into memory with only a moment between. Forever dwells in that moment. Hope is what remains to be seen. Great statement from a great artist over the years. And, you know, I'm not personally broke it up because, you know, I love Neil Peart and Rush's music, but it's not like losing a family member or anything like that, folks. But when these great artists pass, it's a good moment to remember, hey, the music lives on. It lives on, and in a way, these folks live on through it. 272-9228, 272-9228. We're get back into politics here, but when I saw this break Friday, Jack, I'm like, okay, this is big. And as you can tell from some of the call-ins here, big influence on a lot of folks. 272-9228. Again, Dan Black Studios, sponsor of this hour of News and Views. Not only are they giving you 40% off for News and Views listeners, transfer all videotapes to DVD transfers, you got to be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off all those transfers. They also provide other business services and video services, from website design to video editing. Maybe you have a bunch of raw footage or still photos, video, and they can put it all together in a nice package and presentation for you. Or they can do video production from the ground up, whether training videos or television commercials. Maybe you want to put an online branding video out there. They do it all over there at Dan Black Studios. So whenever you're thinking of video services, you should be thinking of Dan Black Studios. Call them today. 279-6036, 279-6036. And again, be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to take advantage of 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. We're talking about Neil Peart and Rush, but we're going to continue the theme of this hour, which is, well, the weather. Ugh. I hate it when it's rainy, Jack. It really does affect my mood. I couldn't live in, say, the Northwest. I couldn't live in Seattle or London or like none of these places where Puerto Rico even, tropical rain.
Dear God.
Spare me. I like to be a little dry. Son. Be right back, folks. Some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock Titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Live. Local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. As best as I can with this nasty rain. It's going to be raining all week, too, for the most part. 272-922.
What did that song just say?
Let the rain fall down. The rain fall down. Let the rain fall down. Down.
Well, even if it's raining or not, you got to eat lunch, you know?
Right. Oh, yes.
And I'm going to make a suggestion that you give Yellowhammer Restaurant a try. They're at 7725 Averett Drive. If you are proceeding east on Vaughn and you come to Taylor, you take a right. And you go 4/10 of a mile and you turn on Averett Drive where the Billingsley Place sign is. You'll come to a stop sign. You go through it in the shopping center. The little strip center where Yellowhammer is going to be on your right, right before you go into the neighborhood. It's the old location of the Blue Moon restaurant that was there for many years. Anyway, today's feature, now they at Yellowhammer, they have a regular menu if you don't want to order the meat and three, which consists of burgers, sandwiches, wings, salads. It's a great little stationary menu, but if you're looking to branch out and do a little meat and three, today's features are country fried steak, pot roast, and Greek baked chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, rice and gravy, fried green tomatoes, green beans, field peas, cream corn, mixed veggies, and sweet potato casserole. And for dessert, banana pudding and what is called chocolate delight. I'm not aware of what that is.
But sounds like a chocolate cake sort of
or
thing.
Or maybe
an ice cream.
I'm not speculating.
Yeah.
Not speculating.
It sounds great, though.
Anyway,
delightful.
I have had the country fried steak.
Yeah?
It's excellent. Yeah. So, if you're getting a little hungry for lunch, it's almost 10 o'clock. They open at 11. Well, actually, they're open from 6 until 2.
Yes.
So, you can go by there whenever you want to. But they serve breakfast starting at 6 a.m., and they're open 7 days a week. So give Yellowhammer Restaurant a try, and let us know what you think. And when you get over there, tell them that Joey and Jack sent you from News and Views, that they pushed you in that direction.
That's what we like to hear, folks.
And thanks to our good friends over there who are new sponsors of News and Views.
Indeed. Let's go to the phones, talk to Drew. Drew, welcome to the program.
How y'all doing today?
How's it going?
I just wanted to call in response to the Neil Park passing last Friday. I just want to say, you know, growing up, it was always a huge influence to me playing music ever since I was really young. And, you know, he was easily one of the best in the world, him and Buddy Rich.
Do you remember her name, Gene Krupa?
I do.
He was an old-timey guy that was supposed to be a great drummer. I don't really remember him, but
you got to check it out.
People that are into music.
He normally,
yeah.
sorry.
No, I say people that are into music and know that kind of stuff, they say he was one of the best. He and Buddy Rich.
Yeah, I just want to, I know y'all probably not doing a whole lot of requests today, but I wanted to see if we could play a little YYZ in tribute this morning.
Yeah, I'll get it on.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Drew. Have a good day.
No problem. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Let's go back to the phones. Mike. Mike, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, guys. I was going to talk about Gene Krupa, too. I'm a little older than so he was the drummer back in the day. He was really good. But listen, the real reason I call, Jack, you were going to talk about Coleman down there in Dothan.
Yeah, I mentioned it Friday.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed it.
That's all right. Well, in a nutshell, his company was sued by the federal government for illegally weighting down the moving trucks so they could get, they had a contract to move military families.
Sure.
And they were accused of weighting down the trucks so that they could bring a higher price for moving families. They were taken to court for fraud in a civil suit by the United States government, and it was reported that they settled out of court for $5 million. That's a hell of a lot of money. If you're not, if you weren't doing it, but they said, you know, the cost of fighting this in court would be exorbitant, and they went ahead and settled. I don't think you settle for that high a price if you weren't,
A lot of it depends, Jack, on how much the original amount was they were going to charge them too. So whatever the settlement was, may have been a heck of a lot easier. But that does change the squeaky image there of driving that truck, doesn't it?
Yeah, and picking weeds out of the sidewalk.
And picking up lampshades.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. Thanks for your time.
You can look it up. There's an article in the Washington Examiner from 2014 about it. So this isn't like it happened 20 years ago. This is
okay, good. Well, yeah. I was in the military and made a bunch of moves, so I don't believe Coleman ever moved me, though.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, bye.
272-9228, 272-9228. Got more folks calling in, but we got to hit our top of the hour break. Y'all hold your positions, 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this. And going out with a little Carpenters. Oh.
Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around. Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.